Couple shots missed by Carlisle, and here comes Norwalk down the floor. Bice into the lane, power move, puts it up and in with a left-handed shot, and the Warriors back to within 1 point. It's 5-4 Carlisle.
Lammers finds Lexi Sukup. Both Sukups on the floor right now for Norwalk. High cross-court pass. Lammers catch and shoot three from the corner. It's nothing but net. Jaden Lammers ties the game at 9 with 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here comes Bice down the floor, finds Lexi Sukup, fires it inside of Johnson through double coverage. Cannot get the shot to go, but the rebound goes to Norwalk. Bice in the lane. Left-handed shot. Rattles it down through. Another bucket for JoJo Bice. She ties the game at 11. A tip pass controlled by Bice. Into the front court comes JoJo. One-on-one. Left-handed underhand shot. Good for Bice. 16-11 Norwalk. Now a steal on the inbounds pass. Norwalk looking for more. Bice in the lane. Dribbles it between her legs. Now gets to Johnson in the lane. Double teamed and her hook shot is good with the right hand. 10 seconds to go till halftime. Let's see what the Wildcats are able to draw up. Into the front court comes White, crossing over, 2 seconds, long cross-court pass, nearly tip, catch and shoot three, buzzer beater goes for Amelia Sinclair. And just like that, Carlisle has it down to a one-point game at the halftime break. Back behind, and Lammers gets a steal. She breaks the passing lane, down the floor, one-on-one, layup is good, and the foul call. A little bit of an errant pass, but she's able to get it under control. Now they keep it around the perimeter. JoJo Bice with a catch left wing, back to Lammers up top. Bounce pass Morris at the free throw line. Left-handed shot, runner in the lane, as it takes a trip around the iron and down through for two. Lammers right wing. Fires a pass to Larson, now straight back to Lammers. She pops up a three from the wing, and she banks it in from the top of the backboard. What a shot by Jaden Lammers. Maybe not what she was looking for, but she puts it in for three, and it's an 11-point Norwalk lead. Tipped away by Johnson, and she's able to rip it away along the baseline. Ava Johnson with an aggressive steal. And now they quickly move it forward to Bice. Crossing over, lob pass, Larson, back to Lammers, top of the key. And now Johnson pops up a three, and she puts it in a couple of feet right of straight on. And Ava Johnson puts it down through. She's into double figures with 11. They swing it around the perimeter all the way around the horn. Now it's Suka. Baseline drive. Left side of the lane. She puts it up and in for two. Here's Bice. Baseline right. Left-handed shot. She rattles it down through. What a great move by JoJo Bice. Well, it wasn't pretty at all times, but in the end, the Warriors are able to get it done and win the Battle of Highway 5 over Carlisle. Final score of 52-37, and it snaps a 5-game losing streak in the series with the Wildcats. Guarded up there by Sam Eggers, comes off screen to the right, now down to the baseline. Prenizel taking it all the way himself, and he puts it in along the baseline right, ties the game at 4-4. Larson into the paint, no look, pass out to the corner. Eggers catch and shoot three. He missed the first one, but he connects on the second one. And just like that, Sam Eggers with a tray. It's 7-4 Warriors. Bourne still controlling it, down to 6 seconds to go in the period. Bourne now in the lane, runner with the right hand. No good. There for the putback is Joe Brown to bring us to the end of the quarter. And ties the game at 14. Joe Brown kicks to the corner. Toonander catch and shoot three from the left corner. Nothing but net by Cole Toonander. His first bucket of the night makes it 17-14 Warriors. They do get it into Joe Brown. He finds a path into the lane, scoops it up and in for two. Now here's a steal. Larson down the floor. Norwalk with numbers. Larson to the rack and puts it in for two. Brown nearly has it knocked away. Instead, he takes it to the paint, whirls around. Shot is up good from the center of the lane. Joe Brown puts it up and in for two. 31-18. Norwalk starting to open this thing up. Sabor to throw it in. Lobs it and finds Evan Morris, who jumps and catches it. About 50 to go here, third quarter. Here comes Juergens along the left baseline, back behind for Morris, left corner. Good ball movement here for Norwalk. And Reddick Bourne pops one up 15 feet out and puts it down through for two. Now they find Juergens.
Oh, big guy's open again.
All the way to Rohr. Catch and shoot, wing three. Yes, nothing but net for Max Rohr. How about that? So routed into the front court, throws it forward for Boris. Nice dribble move by Evan Boris along the left baseline. Lays it up and in for two. Here's now a nearly, and it is stolen by Boris. One on one, here's Evan, takes it to the rack, puts it in for two, and the foul call. And there's Larson to tip the rebound to himself. Running down the floor, controls the rebound, gets it to Boris, up and in off the window. Another one for Evan Boris. It's 51-20. As Carlisle, with just 2 points in the second half, both in the third quarter, and what a second half it ended up being for Norwalk. Final score, the Warriors get the win,
56-20 over Carlisle.